This is Chairman Del Dio dictating where I was left off. On Dawn King, we were cut off. Dawn is D-A-W-N, King, K-I-N-G. I'm not sure where we were cut off, so I will try to go back a bit. Under medications, in case we didn't cover under medications, she is on hyperlipidemia medicines, metformin, spironolactone, hydrocodone for pain for this accident, and anti-anxiety medicines, period. New paragraph. Under past medical history, it is positive for hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and anxiety, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals she has had nasal surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals that she injured her neck in October of 2016 in an automobile accident where she had strained muscles, period. She was treated for approximately 2 years with pain management, period. It partially resolved, but she was still experiencing neck pain immediately before the automobile accident of 2021, period. The radiating pain only occurred after the automobile accident of 2021, period. Her present pain is approximately 70% worse after this recent accident, period. Her low back was injured in an automobile accident as well of 2016. The pain did persist, and the pain is 65% worse since the accident of 2021, period. The radiating pain is new from the automobile accident of 2021, period. The patient had a prior concussion from the automobile accident of 2016. She was unconscious for a few seconds and also had blurred and double vision that lasted several years, clearing up in approximately 2020, period. She was involved in an automobile accident of December of 2022. She was seen in the emergency room. However, she states that this did not have any relationship to the automobile accident of 2021, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room records, discharge date, March 25th, 2021, states patient is a 53-year-old female who presents to the ED for evaluation of chest pain following MVC, period. Report central chest pain, developing mild upper back pain, period. Mild lower sternal regional tenderness, period. Emergency diagnosis is 1, strain of the thoracic region, 2, chest wall contusion, 3, motor vehicle collision, period. X-rays of the chest, March 25th, 2021, no active pulmonary disease, period. Cervical spine x-rays, October 18th, 2022, showed spondylosis changes at C5-6 as described, period. Emergency room records, December 22nd, 2022, states 54-year-old female patient was seen in the emergency department for evaluation of mid-sternal chest pain and right knee pain after MVC that took place 24 hours ago. Chest x-ray did not reveal evidence of acute process, and x-rays of the right knee did not show fracture or dislocation. Problem is motor vehicle collision, period. Review of the records of the medical treatment timeline for Dawn King. Date of accident was March 25th, 2021. She presented to St. Vincent's Hospital in Anderson. She was diagnosed with chest wall contusions and strain of the thoracic region, period. Was discharged with throwbacks and period. Followed up with family medical care April 13th, 2021, having mid-chest pain and right hip pain, period. She was prescribed Robaxin and Voltaren, period. X-rays of the hips were done, period. Seen family medical care April 27th, 2021, having neck pain and right hip pain, period. May 5th, 2021, saw the dentist to see if her teeth were restorable, period. States that her partials did not fit since the accident, period. Seen at eye care on May 6, 2021. Picked up replacement glasses, period. June 10th, 2021. Seen at family medical care. Problems were occurring daily and unchanged, period. July 13th, 2021. Family medical care. Having nausea and neck pain, period. September 8th, 2021, Health First Physical Therapy, which became Advanced Pain Management, period. New patient for low back pain. Discussed she was in an MBA 5 years ago, as well as March 25th, 2021, where she was rear-ended. The pain gradually came back. It is severe pain, period. Neck pain since the accident, period. Double vision since the MVA, period. Right arm radicular numbness at times, period. Chronic pain syndrome, comma, cephalgia, cervical algia, comma, radiculopathy, cervical and lumbar region, comma, low back pain, period. September 22nd, 2021, Health First Physical Therapy, follow-up visit, neck pain that radiates down the arm with double vision, period. September 28th, 21, family medical care, problems occur daily, period. October 20th, 2021, Health First Physical Therapy, referred for MRI and lumbar support, period. October 18th, 2021 to October 25th, 2021, the physical therapy presented with cervical pain and daily headaches, period. Double vision since the accident, period. November 4th, 2021, community outpatient physical therapy, still having pain, seen several times. On December 31st of 21, she was discharged from them due to a family emergency and demonstrating limited progression, period. At Health First Physical Therapy, seen January 12, 2022, with bilateral complaints of pain, period. April 12, 2022, Health First Physical Therapy, continued neck pain, period. October 18th, 2022, St. Vincent's Hospital, Anderson, x-rays of the cervical spine showing spondylosis, period. December 14th, 2022, Health First Physical Therapy, pain radiating down the bilateral arms, period. December 22nd, 22, St. Vincent's Hospital, Anderson, unrelated emergency room visit following new MVA, period. Saw her dentist March 7th, 2023, measured for replacement partials, period. March 21st, 2023, received new upper and lower partials, period. April 26th, 2023, Health First Physical Therapy, noted patient still seeing chiropractor for neck pain, period. New paragraph. On further review of medical history by me, Dr. Mandel, patient's occupation is that she expenses houses per housing authority period. She works approximately 4 hours per day and did not miss any work from this accident. However, she is unable to work full-time due to the automobile accident of March of 2021 period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait period. Her skin was normal period. ENT examination was unremarkable period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation period. Extraocular muscles intact period. Examination of the cervical area revealed normal thyroid period. There was diminished range of motion in the cervical area period. There was diminished strength and loss of the normal cervical lordotic curve period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area period. In terms of range of motion in the cervical area, flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, comma, extension by 28 degrees, comma. Side bending diminished by 34 degrees on the left, comma, 26 degrees on the right, comma. Rotation diminished by 18 degrees on the left, comma, and 22 degrees on the right, period. Examination of the chest revealed palpable anterior tenderness, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Examination of the thoracic area revealed diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 18 degrees, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed diminished strength and loss of normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 24 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 6 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 68 degrees right and 76 degrees left, period. Neurological examination revealed diminished grip strength in the right hand, period. The patient is right hand dominant, period. There was a diminished right biceps reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflexes were 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength of the right great toe, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 25th, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number two, chest wall trauma and contusions, period. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Next number, thoracic trauma and strain, period. Next number, head injury, comma, blurred and double vision, comma, cephalgia, comma, and malalignment with damaged dentures, period. All of the above diagnoses were caused by the automobile accident of March 25th, 2021, period. The patient continues to have permanency involving the cervical and lumbar area, as well as her head injury, which was a reactivation of her prior injuries from the automobile accident of 2016, period. It is safe to say that the patient does have a permanent impairment as a result of the automobile accident of 2021, but I am unable to quantify it due to this reactivation of her initial injuries from the automobile accident of 2016, period. It is safe to say that the patient will have permanent pain with permanent diminished range of motion that will last her entire life and were caused and aggravated by the automobile accident of March of 2021's automobile accident period. The patient also will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in her spinal areas as a result of the injuries compounded by the March 25th of 2021 auto accident period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following period. She was advised that she needs more chiropractic care, and I certainly agree, period. Estimated cost of this care would be $2,000, period. Due to her visual problems and double vision, she will need further ophthalmology care and follow-up at a cost of $1,200, period. Ongoing medication will cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some injections in her back will cost $2,500, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient states that surgeries were discussed down the road to her cervical and lumbar areas, period. Should this become necessary, this was certainly contributed in some part due to this automobile accident of March of 2021, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, End of Dictation.